Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 8. I'm Janice.
Hello, this is Silvia from Barcelona.
So, Silvia, today we're going to talk about the blog post that I wrote, where we really take a stand for this idea that you can be more successful, make more money, and yet not sacrifice your life.
You said it. I love it. I was reading your article and I felt like she is writing this article for me. So I was so excited. So thank you for that. I felt so much identified with every single point you defined there. So maybe could you go through them? Because I really love the five ways you explain in the article.
Yeah. So what I ended up doing was sort of breaking it down to, you know, five ideas that people can try, and maybe you try all of them, maybe you pick one. And the first one is really this idea of like building our foundations, like paying attention to the basics, right? Like we need to get enough sleep, we need to be eating right, and then we just need to be, you know, moving our bodies. Like you don't have to be at the gym pumping iron every day, but just, you know, doing something to keep your body healthy. And I talk about how really, you know, that makes us so much more productive in the long run. But I think it's often the first thing people let go of.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sometimes we just keep on working and working, and we find that we are only worth it when we work and achieve results, no? And for example, for me this year, I decided every Monday I go to the gym, and it's a compromise with my soul. Because I'm also, I love my work, I'm addicted to it. So I felt like I really want to enjoy my work in a way that, you know, I can celebrate what I'm doing. And sometimes I needed to stop. So going to the gym is like, stop, Silvia, connect with your buddy. And then I feel more connected to myself and I celebrate the work that I do.
Yeah.
So I absolutely agree with this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the second and third one are sort of connected. So the second one is learning how to delegate. And what I really wanted to make a point here was that usually delegating or the inability to delegate, it's not like people don't actually technically know how to do it. Like it's not like you need to go take a course and learn how to do it. It's more like, how do I unpack the emotional currents that are running under it, right? So for a lot of us, and you know, I find myself in this sometimes where you think like, I'm not sure I can trust that person to do it as well as me, right? Which is, you know, really just a negative voice in our head. And then the third point, you know, which I think once you uncover your fears and start delegating is like, start to do what only you can do.
Exactly.
You know, I know you are vastly improving in this area.
I've been so bad in that one, Janice. I always felt like I was the best person to do things. So I was always stuck and and tired and frustrated because I could not be everywhere doing everything. So this year, for example, there's many tasks that I'm not so good at them, or at least I feel there's other tasks that I can deliver with my power. So I'm delegating more. And I have to say that I've learned so much for that, because for me, it's delegating is trusting that other people's ideas are awesome. Mm. So, and I'm open to discover new ways to do things, because I always expected like people to do things as I wanted them to do them. So now I'm more open, you know, to surprises, to different ways. And with the gym and everything, because my body is more relaxed, I feel like, wow, I feel I'm so grateful. So I'm delegating more, and I invite everyone to delegate even more and trusting that the other person is going to offer a different perspective in a different way, which is, wow, awesome.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what I see in you, which is really powerful, is now you've identified, you know, that your most important role is to be the thought leader, you know, to be focusing on things like going out and giving talks, which you love and you're so good at. And it sucks our energy, you know, to be trying to do everything, and especially things that, you know, just really naturally we're not, they're just not aligned with our souls, right? So you're focusing on what's most important to you. And then we get into multitasking.
Yeah, good one. I love that one.
Which I think has just, you know, kind of almost become in all society, you know, this, you know, this just terrible thing that we're all sucked into this idea that, you know, we can do more if we're doing more things at once. And, you know, what I talked about here is like some studies showing like that if we switch, you know, from what we're doing to something else, that it takes like 25% on average longer to finish that task. So just such a waste of time, you know, but even more important than time, I think this, I really think I see this a lot in my clients, that it's part of the reason people feel overwhelmed and like they don't have a lot of energy. So not only are we wasting time, but we're actually just depleting our most important resource, which is our, you know, energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, and I don't know how it is in America or Canada and other countries, in Spain, you know, as a woman, we have like many screens going on, you know, like as a wife or a partner, as a mom, as an aunt, you know, as a professional. So I struggle, you know, so much managing all these screens. And I think it was last year, I decided to create in my calendar what I call the vitamin time. It's kind of, it's the moment where I feel there's more screens on my life that I can really manage, then I feel like small in front of them. Then I take a break. That's what I call the vitamin moment. And I change, you know, I move, I go somewhere, so I feel re-energized. So when I go back and take the task that it's pending to be completed, I feel like I have more energy to do it. Mm-hmm. But I got to close the screens before I do that, because too many screens on me, I just get overwhelmed. So the vitamin moment.
Literally and metaphorically close those screens. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, the last one is about actually making time to think, like really prioritizing and blocking off. And I think not just blocking off, but protecting time in your calendar for you to, you know, in terms of your work, like to think about the future, you know, to look at your plans and see how you're doing, to just dream, you know, and really enjoy the process. Because sometimes we're just running from thing to thing, and we set these big goals and then we achieve them and we don't even take time to sort of process and think about what we've done and achieved and celebrate that.
Yeah, I think it's a very good one. That also makes me think, like for me, thinking by myself, I had like the belief I was wasting my time. So now what I'm doing with this time for thinking, I'm kind of doing a bit of networking and getting together with other people. So it becomes like a group of thinking time, and the flow of information, the flow of energy is just amazing. So I think it's a very good point, Janice.
Yeah. So you know how we always like to give people something to try?
Go.
For those who are listening. So I really feel like I want to pick something from Build Your Foundation, because it is the foundation. That's why I started with it. And so the something to try this week relates to that idea I talk about of strategic renewal. And part of that is, you know, more time away from the office. So what I want to invite everyone to do for the next month, put this on your calendar, is to commit to going outside every day from work and going for a walk for 15 minutes.
Go, 15 minutes walking every day. I love it. I think I'm going to start right now. I'm almost walking right now.
Yeah, and then I would invite people to, you know, just really commit to it and don't worry about, you know, what's going to happen, but just notice, like, you know, what is the impact? Like, it could be that, you know, now when your 3 o'clock slump that you used to, you know, suffer from comes, it's not as bad. Or you might notice that you're going home from work and you have a little bit more energy for your home life because you haven't given it all at the office. So just, you know, take that time for yourself and then see what happens. So we're going to invite you to now go put this into practice. Bye.
Bye, everyone.